Debates about school consolidations elicit strong feelings on every side of the issue. Opponents of Act 46 say it is destroying small communities. Supporters say it's the only way to address declining enrollment and to cut costs. But for smaller schools in newly merged districts, the reality is often more nuanced. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
It's the first day back after winter break at Jamaica Elementary School, and everyone's gathered here in the gym for an all-school meeting. That's about 60 kids in grades pre-K through 6. Jamaica Elementary is a small school. Voters here approved an Act 46 merger about 2 years ago, and so far Jamaica, which is the smallest school in the new district, is seeing mixed results. The district is offering school choice next year, and parents were given the option of sending their kids to one of three schools. When the dust settled, Jamaica lost 16 students, or about a quarter of its student population.
When the numbers came out of school choice numbers and how many were going to be left in the schools, there was a lot of shock from what we heard.
Katie Hazelton grew up here in Jamaica. She went to this school and sent all three of her kids here. Her youngest is in third grade this year. The new board decided to move the sixth graders from the three elementary schools, including Jamaica, up to nearby Leland and Gray Middle School. So Jamaica's losing a full grade next year. By next September, the school will have about half the number of students it has this year. Even Hazelton, who feels an attachment to the school, decided to send her son to one of the other schools next year. She says there's a lot of chatter in town about whether Jamaica Elementary will survive.
I've heard a lot from the people who have lived here for generations and that they don't want to see the school close, which I definitely understand. I mean, I went here as a child and it is sad. And then I've heard from the people that think it's ridiculous to have a school with so few children. So I think it'll be interesting as the years go on.
The West River School Board just put its budget together, and Jamaica will lose one teacher next year, and the principal position will be cut to half time. Danielle West has a daughter in first grade. Next year, her class is projected to have four students. For now, West says, she's not ready to give up on Jamaica Elementary.
I would like to see a little larger than that, but still be here at Jamaica. This has been a great school for her and a great experience, and I get concerned if we move her out of the community to another school that some of the things that has really meant a lot to her and has been very beneficial will be lost.
West voted against the merger, but she knows there's no going back, and she says the talk around her dinner table ultimately comes down to what's best for her daughter and for Jamaica, as difficult as it might be to accept.
Definitely stay here first. That's my husband and I, we both really want that, but we're also realistic people and realize that that may not be feasible, that the funding may not be there, may be too costly, depending what happens with the smaller class sizes. Is that going to hurt them? You know, we have to wait and see.
Back at all school meeting, this year's Jamaica Elementary School class is standing in a circle singing Vermont's state song. The future of the school will not be decided this year. Under terms of agreement of the newly merged school district, a school can close only if the town votes on it, and there's no vote planned right now. But Jamaica residents are expected to have a serious discussion about the future of their school at town meeting next month. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Jamaica.
This story is part of an ongoing series called Multiple Choice, The Price and Cost of Education. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman is following the West River Modified Union Education District as it navigates changes and uncertainty related to Act 46. And you can see much more at vpr.org.